Hey, y'all. Well, here we are. Good old boy reviews number two. So, just want to start off with some announcements and stuff, kind of go over some business and just say thank y'all to everyone that's downloaded and listened to my show. I really appreciate it. I noticed on Podomatic that last week I was number 269 in film and television podcasts, and I have subsequently dropped to 450 something, but I just want to say to that, thank you for all those who helped me get to 269. We're going to look at the positive and ignore the negative. I hope by putting out number two, y'all will see that I'm here to do this podcast, and as I continue to do it, y'all will continue to download and follow me. And if y'all could do me a huge favor, if you like the podcast, please rate it on iTunes. And if you don't like it, go ahead and rate it for me anyway, so I know what I need to do to get better. You know, stars are great. Give me stars. But also, you know, put that feedback in the comments section. Y'all can go ahead and hurt my feelings, man. I mean, that's just the way of the world, man. If you want to get somewhere, you got to put yourself out there. And when you put yourself out there, you're going to get kicked around. And either you take it or you don't. And I'm just going to see how far I can take it before I run screaming with my tail between my legs. But y'all go ahead, review me if you like me. The really great thing y'all could do is just to subscribe to the podcast. That'll get me out there in the search engines and stuff, and more people will hear. And hopefully we can get a whole community of good old boy review fans, and we can just have us a really good time together. And if you could follow me on Twitter, another positive note there, I've got 15 followers on Twitter as of this recording, which means I can no longer use my hands to count how many people I have, so I'm excited about that, and as long as I get more than 10, I'm good, man. So y'all, thank y'all, you know, but if you want to follow me on Twitter, go ahead. I'll be discussing movies and stuff like that, and games, and I think I'm just going to review all kinds of stuff, because well, let me give you my Twitter address. It's GOB Reviews, and that's at GOB Reviews on Twitter. You can go to my website and see goodoldboyreviews.wordpress.com. So hopefully this isn't too rough for y'all. I'm still trying to get in my groove and everything, but back to the whole situation of me just kind of reviewing anything and everything. I mean, movies are great and all, and I love them, but, man, I just want to review things I like and not things I don't like, if that makes any sense, because I started to watch this movie, a Ryan Gosling movie called Only God Forgives, and I normally like Ryan Gosling. I mean, I think he's pretty cool and everything, but this movie was horrible. I hated it. There's a lot of violence against women. I mean, his brother kills a 16-year-old girl in like the first 20 minutes, and it was just disgusting. And then his mom gets there to wherever they're at. I think they're Thailand or Singapore or something. And she's like, you know, did you defend your brother's death? You know, kill the guy that killed your brother. And I'm thinking, well, dang, lady. I mean, the guy killed a 16-year-old girl. He kind of deserved to die. But, you know, that whole crime family thing they got going on in this situation, it wasn't working for me in my head. I just wasn't feeling it, and it was slow, and like every scene was almost a picture. Like people would just like stand there still, and Ryan Gosling had two acting modes. He had a stoic and like a worried looking face, and some kind of weird ESP going on. I don't know. He kept seeing his arm getting cut off and stuff. So I just wasn't feeling it. So I don't want to sit through it. So I stopped about halfway in, or 30 minutes in actually. And there's so many, y'all want to read what I said about it, y'all can go to my website, goodoldboyreviews.wordpress.com, and see exactly all the things that bothered me in the first 30 minutes. But that's neither here nor there. I'm trying to pick a new movie, so if y'all know a new movie that I should check out, y'all shout that out to me, man. Last week I reviewed The Hobbit. I was thinking about maybe today watching Superman, the new Superman movie, but I'm not really sure. I mean, sometimes I just sit down and I can't decide what movie I want to watch, and you know, I'll maybe get into it for a little while and maybe have to stop it or do something else while I'm around the house and stuff. But y'all got any movie ideas? I would love to hear them, man. Just hit me up on Twitter. That's the place I like to use the most is Twitter. I use it even more than email. And just let me know about that. Another exciting news is Bethesda is there's like rumors of stuff on Reddit and stuff that they're coming out with a Fallout number 4, and that's just great news because I really enjoy I love Fallout 3, and it was just so much fun. And you know, I think the thing I like the most is I got that really powerful sniper rifle gun. I mean, that's super one you can just shoot thing from miles away, man. And I just like just kind of perch myself up on a rock and just kind of scope around and just nail stuff, you know. And then I get a big old giant field of dead things and I go like search their bodies and stuff and get me some goodies and stuff. And then man, I just had a good old time in that one. The only one I didn't like was the add-on downloadable content where you got some kind of ring on your neck and it was going to explode and you had to wear a suit all the time. And just, I don't really like ones like that where I'm like constricted by some kind of, you know, head exploding device or people telling me when and where I can go. I just like the freedom to like roam around and stuff. And I had a lot of fun with Fallout 3 until that downloaded content came out. So another game I like is Left 4 Dead series. I like number 1 and number 2. Of course, number 2, I guess y'all can figure out. I like to play Ellis, man. He's my favorite character. He kind of reminds me of boys I grew up with and everything. And he's, you know, he's a good old boy, man. He ain't there to hurt nobody. He's just trying to get through the day and kill all them zombies. I think they got some really cool secondary zombies. You know, of course, they still got the tongue guy and the jumper. And then the big guy that blows up and gets that goo all over you that makes all the zombies chase you. But now they got this berserker dude, and he's kind of crazy. And the worst, man, the worst is the jockey, man. That guy freaks me out. I mean, I just got to hear his little giggle, and it just it drives me nuts, man. I'm like, I freeze in my tracks. I'm all like, guys, jockey's coming, guys. Let's nobody move, man. And then, bam, man, he'll jump on you and just ride you around. And he'll take you out in areas like where all the zombies are and stuff, riding you like a horse. And you can't get him off. And then, you know, your buddies have to find out where he took you and rode you to. And it's just, man, it's a horrible experience. It's I don't like it, but it's a fun game. And then the witch, man, the witch now, she'll wander around, too. She's not just, like, in one place crying, man. She'll wander around. So you hear her crying and stuff off in the distance and that creepy music playing, and you don't know where the heck she's coming from. And all of a sudden, bam, you made her mad, or you shot her, or one of your idiot friends shoots her, and then, like, they end up getting killed because she'll go right for the person that shoots her. And so those are the favorite games of mine right now. I know a lot of people like the army games and stuff, and they're all right. There's so many controls and things you can choose, man. It just gets confusing to me, man. I just want to like run, jump, and shoot, man. I'm old school like that, man. Give me a third person where I just run, jump, and shoot, and I'm happy. Happy as a pig in mud. So anyway, I'll tell you another movie I'm excited about is Old Boy, coming out with Josh Brolin, man. It's a Spike Lee joint. It's, man, that film looks crazy. Man, go watch the preview now, man. Old boy, old Josh Brolin, man, he's stuck in, like, this hotel room by this guy for, like, 20-something years, man. And, like, you know, his wife is killed, and he can't get out, and he's watching everything on TV, like the news and stuff, but he can't talk to anybody. He can't hear anybody. Like, no one contacts him. They just feeding him food through this little door, and 20 years, and then they let him out, man. And just go watch the trailer, because like all kinds of crazy things look like they're going to happen, man. I can't wait to see that one, man. I'm a big fan of Josh Brolin anyway, man. Ever since Goonies, man, he was like a big brother to me watching him on screen, you know, because he was a big brother of the Goonies and stuff. So he was looking out for them, and you know, he was a real tough guy. So I really like Josh Brolin. I even like Men in Black 3 because he was in it, man. I thought he made a good young Tommy Lee Jones. So I think this is really going to be an awesome movie, and I sure hope so. And then we got Noah coming out. That looks kind of like they're trying to be epic and stuff about the story. I think they might have taken some liberties with the story, because I don't remember like people chasing him down and trying to stop him from building the ark. I just remember people thinking he's crazy and stuff, but I don't remember like people attacking him and stuff. But we'll see about that. Go watch that review too, and y'all tell me what you think. And then we got Captain America Winter Soldier coming out. You know, I like Captain America on his own. I don't like him with the Avengers. I saw the Avengers. It was an all right movie, but I mean, when you got people like Thor and Iron Man and the Hulk, I mean, who could pretty much take on anything themselves, and then you got poor old Captain America running around on the ground pointing at stuff going, look out for that, look out for that, and, you know, throwing a shield around like a trash can lid. I mean, it really don't work. But, you know, when he's by himself, man, I mean, I love the first Captain America. You know, he's a badass when he's around regular people and stuff. Man, he'll take anybody out, you know, that's normal, not like superhumans and stuff and mutants. I mean, that is just not believable like it is in the comic books and stuff. And let's see, what else is out? Oh, man, we got RoboCop coming out, man. I'm excited, and I'm at the same time, I'm dreading it, because who knows what they're going to do with this, man. RoboCop was one of my favorite movies, man. I mean, y'all go watch it. It doesn't hold up well in terms of, like, total action and stuff these days, because everything's just, like, so in your face, but it's a really good movie. I mean, the human side of the story and his whole world is turned upside down after he gets just annihilated by that gang, man. I mean, they destroy his body. And then, you know, they build him back up in a robot. And he's just, you know, he's a badass running around Detroit and kicking tail. And just the whole thing, man, where he gets back at the gang that killed him and stuff, man. And it's good, man. So I've got high hopes for it, and the fact that it's RoboCop. But I got low hopes for it, and the fact that it's Hollywood, and who knows what they're going to do. I mean, look at what they did with Transformers, man. They just butchered it, man. It's like, he ain't never seen a Transformers cartoon or nothing, man. I mean, really, Optimus Prime doesn't, they don't even transform like that, man. I mean, you got the sound in there, but, I mean, there's so many little tiny pieces floating around on them, and just kind of, they all look rickety and stuff. I don't know, man. I did not like Transformers, and I wish Michael Bay would apologize to fans, because he just ruined it, man. It's just terrible. And now they're making another one, a reboot, but he's supposed to still be doing it. I really just don't understand that, man. Hollywood, man, they will never get their head out of their ass. I mean, does no one think this is a bad idea, or let's do it like the fans want to see it, man? Maybe add some extra stuff, but don't go just crazy and go 180 degrees the other way. And I think that's what they're afraid of. They're afraid that if they try it the way we would like it, that they would fail, and then they look dumb. So they're like, well, I'm going to do it my way, and they're going to hate it anyway. So poo-poo on them, but I did it my way. And that's why they hate it. It's not because my way was bad. They just hate it because it was different from their old cartoon way. But no, it's like, we hate it because, yes, yeah, that, and it's just crap, man. So that's my rant on Transformers and old stuff, man. I hope they never touch Thundercats, man. I love me some Thundercats. And Silverhawks, oh, man, those cartoons, those were just amazing cartoons. Except Silverhawks, man, it was out in outer space. But when the guys fell out of their cars, they, like, fall down. It's like, where is down in outer space, man? It just kind of like, they always fall down. It's like, there is no down in outer space. But I guess, you know, when you got guys with silver masks and wings flying around in outer space and shooting lasers out of their shoulders, I you know, there's some suspension of disbelief you got to give up there. And I guess they can do whatever the heck they want, man. It's their cartoon. But, hey, speaking of cartoons, man, y'all got to check out Turtles Forever. It's an old cartoon. It's not that old. It's like 2011, 2012. But it's the Ninja Turtles, right? And what they did was they took the two Ninja Turtles from different times. They took the 1980s cartoon Ninja Turtles and like the 90s or maybe the 2000 Ninja Turtles. And they thrust them into the same dimension. So you got like eight Ninja Turtles, you know, and they've got kind of got their personalities and stuff, but they're like making fun of where everybody came from and how different their worlds are. And it's just like a good poke at the whole industry of Ninja Turtles, man. I mean, that's another good comic and everything. And Even the original comic guys, black and white guys, make an appearance at the end, man. So y'all check that out. That's Turtles Forever, and I actually watched it on YouTube, so it was a free at the time, so it might still be free. So y'all check it out, Turtles Forever, man. Y'all won't be disappointed in that one. It's really good. It's really good. Well, that's going to be my time for today. It's kind of a short podcast today. I really haven't reviewed anything. You know, like I said, I was going to review Only God Forgives, but my review is it's crap. Don't even bother. Hopefully Ryan Gosling will come back and do something better, because he's a badass and stuff here. He can be. He's kind of been a wussy in a lot of his films lately. And but man, I'd like to know how that guy diets, man. He's got a pretty ripped body and everything. And Drive was okay, but I think the thing that bugged me most about Drive was the fact that he only gave people 5 minutes to get away. That just don't seem like a good business model. It seems like people would be like, don't hire that guy. He only drove me 5 minutes away, and then he just left the car, and of course the cops caught me. So, I mean, I don't see how you're going to get repeat business off of that, man. Because if you're a getaway guy, you need to help people get away, not just give them 5 minutes. And who knows where you're going to go. I mean, you could get caught in traffic or something. Is that their fault, you know? Is it those guys' fault that there was a baseball game? I mean, I just don't get it. And I'm sure the guys stuck in the car by Mr. Drive don't get it either. But he had a pretty cool jacket and that, man. He's a pretty cool cat. So, anyway, that's my time for today. Hopefully, y'all downloaded this and y'all are listening to this point. Follow me on Twitter. That's at GOB Reviews. And visit my website, GOB, or goodoldboyreviews.wordpress.com. Don't go to GOB Reviews, because that's some other guy. I mean, I'm sure he's a nice guy. Y'all can go there and look at his website. But please go to my website, too, on WordPress. Follow me and tweet me. Leave a comment. And be sure to reach out to me on Twitter, man. I love hearing from my fans. And just remember to review me on iTunes. And if anything, you know, subscribe. And let me know how you like the show, what I can do differently, what you'd like me to review. I'll review just about anything. And you know, give me a shout out. Want to hear from you. And y'all have a great day, man. I will talk to y'all later. Bye-bye.